Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. It's Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026, and today we're looking at a massive shift in the AI landscape. We've officially entered the era of physical AI. This week, NVIDIA dropped a bombshell with Cosmos 3. This isn't just another chatbot, it's a fully open-source Omni model designed to give robots a pre-trained brain for the physical world. It natively understands text, video, and physical actions, and it's set to slash robot training times from months down to just a few days. On the software side, the days of manual coding might be numbered. GPT 5.5 and Claude 4.7 have both cleared the 70% mark on the SWE Bench verified leaderboard. These agents are now fully autonomous, capable of navigating complex code bases and fixing multi-file GitHub issues without a human in the loop. But with great power comes new risks. The UK AI Security Institute released a sobering report today. They've found that top-tier models are now clearing 32-step cyberattack ranges. More concerning, AI cyberfence capabilities are doubling every 4 months. We're in a race between automated offense and automated defense. Technically, everyone is talking about subquadratic attention, or SubQ, a new implementation, SubQ1, just launched with a mind-blowing 12 million token context window. It's over 50 times faster than traditional transformers at scale. This could be the end of RAG as we know it. Why search a database when you can just drop the whole thing into the prompt? Finally, in hardware, NVIDIA's Rubin architecture is hitting the streets. These chips are purpose-built for these new subquadratic models, promising a 10x throughput boost for long context tasks. That's the briefing for today, June 3rd, 2026. The focus has shifted from what AI can say to what AI can do in the real world. Thanks for listening to the Code Mingle AI podcast.